Hi, this is Lori Janik. Welcome to the Legal Affairs Podcast Series with your host, Finley P. Maxson.
Welcome to the NAR Legal Affairs January podcast. This month, we are going to discuss with attorney Michael Leffel the new HUD regulations on the marketing of home warranty agreements by real estate brokers. Mr. Leffel is a partner at the law firm of Foley Lardner in Madison, Wisconsin, where he works in the consumer financial services, appellate, and business litigation and dispute resolution practice. He is also the co-chair of the firm's class action working group. Welcome to the podcast, Mike.
Thanks, Finley.
Can you give the listeners some background into these new regulations?
Sure. Well, as most of your listeners probably know, Section 8 of RESPA prohibits payments for the referral of settlement services. But under Section 8C, RESPA permits payments for the fair value of services rendered and goods and facilities provided. Well, a lot of home warranty companies generally do not have sales staff, and so they can't sell home warranties at the point of sale, i.e., at the home, at the loan, or at the closing. So what they've often tried to do is to pay others who are already there to sell or market the home warranties for them. Well, the issue under RESPA and the issue that HUD has identified in these new this new interpretation of the regulations is when someone provides marketing services for a product, where is the line between marketing and referral in compensable services and non-compensable services? So in June of 2010, HUD issued a new interpretive rule applying that principle to the real estate broker agent marketing services for home warranty companies. And what they explained is that a real estate broker or agent's sales pitches or other similar marketing activities that are directed to particular home buyers or sellers are going to be considered referrals by HUD, and therefore they're not services that can be compensated consistent with RESPA. And likewise, HUD says in that interpretation that when the services justifying the fees are nominal or duplicative with services for which the separate fee is already charged or a separate fee is already charged, the services are not going to be compensable consistent with RESPA.
So how do the HUD regulations differentiate between simply marketing a home warranty contract and receiving a referral fee from a home warranty company in violation of RESPA?
Well, HUD begins its analysis with its basic premise that home warranties are settlement services. And in fact, they've defined home warranties as a settlement service since dating back to 1992. And therefore, HUD applies a fairly traditional RESPA analysis to whether the real estate professional can be paid by the home warranty company. If all the broker or agent does is make a referral, the answer is going to be no. The real estate professional cannot be compensated by that home warranty company. If the broker or agent performs some service that is actual and necessary and distinct from the primary services provided by that real estate professional, then the services may be compensable, so long as, in HUD's view, the services are not nominal and there's no other duplicative charge made for that service. So let me give you a few examples. If the real estate agent or broker is going to try to encourage them to purchase a home warranty from a particular home warranty company, that's going to be a problem. If it's general marketing, let's say it's an advertising banner on a real estate professional's website or an ad in their publication, that may be compensable. HUD's still going to look at certain factors. It is likely to be found acceptable. Some other examples of things that can be done: if the real estate professional is conducting actual inspections of the items to be covered by the warranty to identify pre-existing conditions, for example, that could affect the home warranty coverage, that may be compensable. Recording serial numbers on the items to be covered may be compensable. Documenting the condition of the covered items by taking pictures and reporting to the home warranty company regarding inspections, all of that may be permissible. HUD's going to look at some other factors to consider whether it's compensable, but the primary factor they're going to look at is the price being paid for these things reasonable in relation to the service that's provided?
What are some of the factors for a real estate broker to consider who needs to comply with these new laws?
Well, the first and foremost is going to be that last thing I was just pointing at. What you're being paid for providing the service, something that's reasonable. Other things that HUD is going to look at includes whether there's a written contract. If there's a written contract, they're going to be much more comfortable with it. Are there proper disclosures? Are you telling a buyer or seller you have this relationship with a home warranty company? Are you explaining that they don't have to purchase from that particular home warranty company? That will be a positive. If it is an exclusive relationship with a particular home warranty company and the real estate professional is precluded from performing that task with any other home warranty company, that's going to be viewed as a red flag for HUD. If there's an agency relationship between the home warranty company and the real estate professional for this particular service, in other words, the home warranty company is taking responsibility for what the real estate professional is doing with respect to this home warranty contract, that's going to be viewed as potentially a compensable service. It's going to be okay with HUD if that's done. Another factor is whether whatever the services that are performed, as long as they're compensable services, are they documented? But there is some evidence that the tasks were actually performed. Finally, a red flag for HUD, if the purchase of a home warranty was required as part of the closing. If it's not required, that's going to be another factor on the side of this transaction may be okay. Possibly the best thing you can do, if you've got questions, if you have a relationship already with a home warranty company and you've got concerns about that, you may want to seek out an advisor who's familiar with these new regulations and make sure that the way you have that relationship structured comports with HUD's new interpretation of the rules.
What are the risks for a broker if the broker's practices do not comply with the HUD regulations?
Well, if they're not in compliance, then that's going to be viewed as a violation of Section 8A, and that comes with it all the usual punishments that you usually see with respect to a RESPA violation. There can be sanctions. If there's an individual lawsuit, there could be treble damages, possibly for all of the charges that the real estate professional has charged that particular buyer or seller. HUD has definitely taken the position that they can seek injunctive relief and other forms of equitable relief, including penalties or damages. Again, in individual lawsuits, if a real estate professional is sued, a prevailing plaintiff may be able to recover even their attorney fees in addition to the treble damages that they could recover.
Will HUD be offering any further clarification on its regulations?
Well, I don't think that there'll be any additional clarification on the June 2010 interpretive ruling, other than the fact that they've already issued a response to public comments in November of last year. And in that response, they expressly indicate they don't have any plans to change the interpretive rule. They're comfortable with the current language. They did, however, provide some clarifications on a few points, and that's something that I think may be posted already on the NAR website that people can find. But for example, HUD clarified that flat fees are not going to be permissible. A home warranty company can't simply pay a set flat fee on an annual basis or on a monthly basis and have that be acceptable if that involves direct marketing. However, if it's a flat fee, for example, for the general types of advertising I was describing before, such as a banner on a website or an ad in a magazine that the real estate professional puts out, that would be acceptable. HUD also clarified that a home warranty, while it has been defined as a settlement service, it's not always a settlement service. It still looks at that traditional RESPA definition and looks at whether that service is in connection with a real estate settlement, either a prospective or actual real estate settlement. That may indicate that there's a little wiggle room if a real estate agent or broker is involved in the sale of home warranties that are not part of a real estate settlement.
Are there any other resources that you would recommend to the members?
Realtor.org, I believe, has the NAR's comment letter and issue brief on the subject, which provides a lot of information about the interpretive ruling from last June. There's also some legal seminar materials that were put together and released in conjunction with the NAR's last couple of national meetings. I think this letter that I've just described from November from HUD will also be on that website. And I think the combination of those three things should get people started. Again, if there are questions about a relationship that a real estate professional has with a home warranty company, you might want to seek out an advisor, because HUD has indicated that this is an area where they're drawing a pretty strict line here, and I think they're going to be looking at this issue in the future.
Okay, well, thank you for that information. It was very helpful. We would like to remind our audience that this podcast was recorded on January 31st, 2011. Information provided in the podcast may no longer be current, and listeners should independently confirm its accuracy.